I have seen all the latitudes of the world. There is but one folly,
passions of war,
and mass graves filled with epidemics,
raging fires,
thefts, murders, and massacres.
Whether red or dry, blood everywhere.
From the beginning.
Swords, blades, poison, sharpened knives, daggers,
gallows, ropes,
hemp for all the coils of all the ropes,
nails for torturing to death.
The day before yesterday,
the crucified on a Roman road,
those torn limb from limb on St. Bartholomew's Day.
Christian knives to slit Christian throats.
Yesterday,
those who were gassed in death factories in Poland.
Those decapitated in African forests.
Carotids slit in the name of Marxism. Crematorium
furnaces in the name of Nazism.
Famines in the name of Communism.
Rape and garrets in the name of Fascism.
Today,
those who are hanged and stoned in the name of the Quran.
Bullets aimed at the head in the name of the Talmud.
We no longer play victims in the name of the Bible.
Because we can no longer afford to.
Otherwise, we would still flay our victims today the way we did for 1,000 years.
The beast kills to eat.
Satan, it doesn't kill again.
Men are never safe.
They kill without ceasing.
They invent machines for killing.
They refine.
Dogs are better than men.
Diogenes was right.
Comets go by.
Stars revolve.
The cosmos trembles.
Planets dance.
But it is all one long and unending cry.
Solstices and equinoxes reverse.
But there is no rest, no respite from the death inflicted on man by man.
The universe is bathed in blood.
The eternal return of men
is the eternal return of evil. I have seen the mighty without ever eating at their table. Here the rich indulge themselves. There the poor starve to death. Here the palaces, there the slums. This explaining that. Gold shines here, peat ferments there. The diamond sparkles here. Money triumphs here, hunger kills there. This explaining that. The one dies from eating too much. The other dies because he hasn't eaten. This explaining that. The one digs his grave with his teeth. The other leaves every day in a tomb. The mighty steal, the destitute let the mighty do as they like. the innocent, who in front of their own graves keep lying to themselves. They lay knuckle bones, they amuse themselves with trifles. Their passion is children's games, they want honor. They want money, they want wealth, nothing else interests them.
Caligula. I've never seen one that cared about his subjects, his people. They all betray their promises. They all promise a moan. They all renege. They all kill, have killed, or will kill to establish their ridiculous power. After doing everything they could to reach the throne, they do all they can to keep it. Secret cabinets, power brokers, shadow militias, hitmen, corpses in a closet, hanged men in a back room, men with their throats slit in cellars. The prince's own two hands are not enough for choking.
I saw men of God be men of the devil instead. Heaven's merchants rolling in hovels, fascist cardinals, a pope closing his eyes when Jews were sent to the camps. Ayatollahs giving the order to hang adulterous women, to cut out the tongues of liars, to cut off the hands of thieves, to throw acid at the faces of unveiled women, to wipe off their makeup with sandpaper. Imams forbidding kites to children, rejoicing when a Jewish journalist throat is cut, dancing on the ruins of Manhattan, condemning to death the one who tell the truth, calling for the lynching of the free rider, issuing a fatwa against the one who speaks of the intolerance of the intolerant.
I saw mothers abandon their children, fathers abandon their children, parents abandon their children, fathers hit their children, mothers hit their children, parents hit their children. I saw children crying.
I cried seeing the children cry.
I saw friends betray friendship, scoff at trust, divulge secrets,
become enemies and exhaust themselves in hatred.
I saw them dedicate as much ardor to destruction
as to construction just the day before,
as skilled today at enmity and contempt
as they were yesterday at affection and tenderness,
as gifted at slander and malice
as they were yesterday at sweetness and devotion.
Today, they put the head they stroked gently yesterday
under the blade of the guillotine.
In the sawdust, they grab it by the hair,
then kiss the lips of their former friend.
Now that he is dead, they can love him again. I saw mistresses who yesterday swooned in satin
sell the hearts of their lovers for new thrills,
for new embraces,
for pitiful trinkets. I saw crowds of envious ones,
jealous ones in abundance,
carcasses twisted by antipathy,
backed in the venom of a sentiment,
charred in the fires of bitterness.
Too eager not to dwell on their wasted lives.
They do their best to tarnish their neighbor's successful life.
Unable to face their own mediocrity,
they seek pettiness for all,
so they might think themselves great.
I saw unjust men of justice,
corrupt magistrates,
lawyers changing their minds at the sight of a purse,
tribunals where conviction was a foregone conclusion,
a kangaroo court,
and a laughable
crow and ermine costume,
the straight faces of these puppets that make you die laughing.
And, as always, human courts acquit the strong
and condemn the weak.
One twice guilty,
the other always goes free.
The gallows shadow,
the specter of a crucifix,
the musty stink of prison.
Rewards for the liar, the
swindler, the trickster. Rewards for friends.
I saw former revolutionaries
20 years later build a worse world than the one they wanted to destroy.
Collaborate in building more pitiful society.
Rolling around joyfully in what they want pissed on.
Eating at the banquet of the powerful.
Feasting with grandsons of yesterday's enemy.
Drinking and getting drunk from the same bottles.
Sleeping in the same bed.
Paying compliments to the same worn-out women that serve.
The fathers and the grandfather, the great-grandfathers sometimes.
I saw them say, on top of that they remained uncorrupt.
That they had committed no betrayal.
That only idiots are of one mind.
This very idea is idiots.
I saw them proud of themselves.
Feeding on the small handful that remain faithful.
Occasionally sending yesterday's friends to bottomless dungeons.
Making sure to leave no witness to their change of face.
I saw a priest sleeping with a dog, and that dog sleeping with a king.
I saw a hunchback ask us to touch his home. A blind man lead a paralytic to the edge of a cliff. I saw a dwarf sign books he hadn't written.
I saw rich people poor because they desired to know end.
And poor people rich as they only desired what they could have. I saw far too often the undertakers, their prim airs, their feigned affectation, putting on a great display of dignity.
Their gray jackets, their gray pants, their gray shirts, their gray tie, their gray souls, their gray flesh, their gray skins, their pockets
full of gold. Gold they pulled from the teeth of the dead, merchants of the dead, who forced the poor to dig their fathers' graves with their bare hands.
I saw notaries, I saw insurers, I saw land dealers, I saw bailiffs. I saw realtors,
I saw bankers.
These, here is what I saw.
Soldiers, mercenaries, servicemen, warriors.
Here is what I saw.
And hanged men, skinned men, razed cities,
scorched men.
Here is what I saw.
The rich eating the flesh of the poor. Powerful guzzling the blood of the destitute. Princes and kings exploiting their soldiers.
Here is what I saw.
Philosophers far from wisdom.
Here is what I saw.
People
of God who were people of the devil.
Is what I saw.
Parents cutting up their children.
Here is what I saw.
Friends betraying friends.
Here is what I saw.
Mistresses selling their lovers' hearts.
Here is what I saw.
Rejected women venting
their spleen.
Envious, jealous men shrivel up in hate. People of justice, unjust. Critics with no talent. Old revolutionaries gone over to the enemy.
Incestuous sons.